What is up?
You know, another day, another 35 cents.
Yeah, you had to work today.
I did.
Your half day?
I'll work after this.
Oh, you'll go back to work?
I'll go home. I'll work from home.
At least they still allow you to do that.
Yeah, only on Friday.
Only on Friday.
Yeah, this will be the only work section we talk about. I've moved cubes.
Yay.
I hate it.
Sorry.
It's okay. Hate everything about it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because you have a window now?
No, I actually don't have a window. I gave all the windows to my team.
Oh.
Since...
Are you in the middle?
No. We're at the end.
No, I meant like in middle row of cubes.
No, so...
Wall cube, aisle, cube, cube, aisle.
So, all right.
Either more cubes or offices.
We got playing cards here, guys. So you know this is gonna be great for an audio podcast. So you got the window, set of cubes. There are technically four little sections there that have two cubes each.
Gotcha. So there's
my
an
team
aisle
is here
with the window.
Yeah, there's like a little aisle there with the window, and then my team is here. Mm-hmm. I'm here with a double. Basically, took two cubes and turned it into my one cube. I kind of have a place for my couch that I stole. And then I've been just moving around with me every time I've moved. I've moved that couch five times.
Jesus.
And then there's like a table that people could sit at.
Mm-hmm.
Then another set of cubes, another set of cubes. And they do it in like batches of eight to... So this is just two. It's a half because there's more there. But they put all the managers against the glass and give them that whole little cube area. And so then it goes down that way. So I moved from here to there.
Oh, wow.
So
that's a pretty far away to move.
It is, but it's...
But you have a two cube?
Yeah.
Did you take out the middle wall?
No. There's no wall.
Oh, okay.
If both people in the cube decide to back up together, they hit. It's like a 4x4 ish cube, maybe a 5x5.
I would say 6x4.
Maybe 6x4.
Yeah.
Because
you could touch both walls with your hands stretched out?
If I wanted to, yeah. If it had two walls, yes.
Well, it's got to have a wall.
It has a
wall. You're in a U.
It's a big U, yes. So I have. Yeah.
Okay.
But the desk is barely the wide width of that.
Okay. The width of a U.
Yeah.
Interesting. There was a segue there, but then I lost it. Anyway.
They came out with... I'll just do a plow-through segue.
Sure.
They came out with Halo Reach. On the Master Chief Collection.
Okay. Oh. So they just added it into the bundle?
Yeah. So there may be Halo 7, but nope, that's not the news they were talking about. Halo Reach.
Interesting.
Came out.
Have you... You don't do Facebook.
No.
But, like, when they have Facebook memories, and then you scroll as far back, I have one from 19 years ago, and it's from a person that I don't... What is 19 years ago from here?
2004.
Yeah, because if it was 2005, that would be...
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, 2005 would be 20. 2006.
Six. So I was just in my last year of college, and... It's when Facebook didn't have Messenger or anything like that. So if you wanted to talk to somebody, you would just post on their wall.
Yeah.
Be like, hey, what's up? Or something like that.
Didn't have Facebook then.
Yay, this is from somebody. They messaged me on this one. Probably yesterday or the day before this, I texted them or posted on their wall. So I don't know what I said. But then they said, yeah, I heard, LOL, sounds good. I'll try for tomorrow night. Take care. And then I click on this person's profile, and of course we're not friends anymore.
Yeah.
Because of God knows what. Either they claimed I did something stupid that ran my mouth, and they were like, ooh, no. Who knows? But I'm looking at pictures and I'm like, I still don't know who this person is. I still don't know who this person is. I have zero clue. Now, granted, 19 years has happened in that time frame. So maybe if I go back far enough, I could see the baby face.
Yeah, I was still in California then.
And their name is, like, the generic name is Sally. So I'm like, I don't know where I would have met this person.
Hmm.
Yeah, like, no clue. I mean, you're not going to know them.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I would have barely met you. Well,
why is there two ladies and okay?
Well, that's their kid. That's a family photo.
Oh, she's okay. Got it.
She's the one in the middle.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Got it.
I mean, yes, their daughter is as tall as them, but I'm like,
mom has a very young face apparently.
But still, I don't know who she is. Or where I would have met them, because even the last name, I'm like, granted, they got married, so I'm not going to know their last name, their actual last name. But it's just interesting to go back and see who you've talked to, and you're like, oh, I guess we're not friends.
No, I don't. I don't have that problem.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I logged into Facebook the first time this year, last mm-hmm. weekend.
Why?
Some people I know Facebook friended me
Yeah, but then you just tell them, I don't do Facebook.
I did, but they still did it for funsies.
And then they'll be like, well, it's just going to sit there in limbo.
Well, what's funny is one of them is a Marine who did 53s in Hawaii.
Where's 53s?
CH-53 helicopters.
Oh, okay.
Back in Hawaii before I even joined and before Danny joined. And he couldn't Facebook friend me.
Danny couldn't?
No, the guy.
Okay.
He couldn't Facebook friend me. It was, like, not an option. So I wanted to prove that he was just broken, and I could Facebook stupid. Friend him. And so I Facebook friended him, and it worked. I was like, ha-ha, sucker.
Nice.
So
it's hilarious.
Yeah. So I was actually curious why he couldn't Facebook friend me and then found out.
Like, found you?
Yeah, he found me. It was my picture.
Oh, you have your settings weird or something?
No, because the other guy could Facebook friend me who was sitting right next to him. It was so weird.
I wonder why, then.
Mm. So,
yeah.
Two engineers. One could figure it out, one couldn't. The electrical one couldn't.
Yeah.
So, but... Yeah, no.
That's funny.
That's great. Yeah, Superman comes out, or is out.
Yeah, yeah.
You gotta watch it.
Eventually.
Nerd.
Eventually. I mean, it ain't gonna be today.
Call you a nerd, I don't know, until you watch it, but...
Tomorrow I can't do anything. I'm doing a wedding. Yeah, yeah.
No disc golf, huh?
Yeah. Wedding at 1 o'clock.
I'll go throw discs somewhere.
He told me day before yesterday, that he needed a hand. Technically, he forgot. Long story short, family drama, and time got away from him. And then he was like, oh, shit, I got a wedding, and I don't have anybody on it.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, if you need me. So I'm going to be helping him in a wedding in Decatur. At least it'll be Saturday, so it won't be Decatur traffic.
Yeah.
At least at that point in time. At least I hope not. So, and it'll probably go to, like, 8.
Ugh.
I really am done. I just don't care for weddings.
Well, welcome to the not caring about social events.
Yeah.
It's the
just weddings.
It's the best.
It's just weddings, because they're so long.
I mean, not that you'll ever have to worry about it, but you will have to worry and actually go to my wedding if it ever happens. But it's not ever going to happen, so it's all good.
It may be, you know. Are you even dating?
No.
No?
God, no.
So that other one never worked out?
No. Nah.
The one where you accidentally got her number and she didn't realize you had her number?
Yeah, no.
Okay.
No, she just stopped texting me, and I was like, I'm not going to text you 3 times in a row, so I'm good.
Yeah, yeah. No, I get it. Yeah.
It's like, I'm fine.
Even though her friend said it was, yeah, yeah, she knows I'm giving you her number.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, whatever.
And then she was like, no, I didn't know they did.
Yeah.
At that point, that's just cringy, like, on
hard,
your...
Cringy,
on,
hard to get type... thing. And I'm like, it's...
No, it's just the fact that it's like, oh, I didn't know you had your number. I'm like, oh, sorry. Awkward.
Sorry, I'm done. Yeah, it was super awkward, and I was like, I'll try a little bit.
Yeah.
And it's like, no. All
right. Nah, okay. We're not, I'm not.
You are not feeling this. I'm good.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not going to be weird.
Yeah, because, I mean, it was set up as weird because you thought she knew you had her number.
Yeah. So.
That was just a bad friend.
Well, the dude told me, he's like, hey, she knows, she knows you have, she knows I gave you your number. And he's like, I was like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right. And then he was like, have you texted her yet? Have you texted her yet? I was like,
no.
No. And then finally, after like the second day of him saying that he let her know.
But she didn't. But he didn't.
He did, though.
Oh.
She was just being weird.
Oh.
He absolutely.
Maybe she thought it was somebody else?
Maybe. I don't know.
Anyway. Oh, well.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yep.
Game-wise, I think. Well, hold on. TV-wise, I think we're caught up.
You saw the last episode of The Trek of Stars?
Which was last week, right?
Yep.
Yeah. I don't remember it.
It was more stuff to do with the Gua'uld, fake Gua'uld, and then...
Was it?
Yeah. And then Pike's girlfriend was actually the one in the crystal thing.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And, you know, they gave them the whole life. Like, yeah. She manipulated space-time, and they had a whole
thing,
whole life together.
Yeah.
I thought that was actually pretty cool. It's like, I don't know... I guess... The way they did it, it was like, okay, because he didn't know that.
Yeah.
He just was like, we got out of it somehow. Mm-hmm. And then my accident that was supposed to be an accident didn't happen.
Yep.
And then they lived a very old life. But coming back into it, I understand she was like, I gave us the life we won't have. Mm. And then she did that. But he didn't know that going into it. So then when he gets back to being normal... That's the jarring reality of that was all fake.
Yeah.
And, like,
it was all,
it could have gone two ways.
It was all fake. He emotionally was free of the accident.
Yeah.
And living
his
best
life.
And now
he knows that.
And now it's like, fuck.
I lived in a fantasy world that didn't exist, and now I'm actually going to face the consequences.
It all comes crashing down, and he doesn't have... The
kids,
love of his life, or the kids, or
anything
grandkids,
like that.
Or any of that stuff.
So I'm like, I mean, they didn't put it this way, but
it's a.
Would he have shown resentment?
No, I don't think so. Because of who Pike, how he Pike is being played.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we didn't know as much Pike as we do now.
Yeah,
I feel like he sees it as a true gift. Even though it
sucks.
Yeah,
I think that's the way they put it off, but
he definitely is emotionally drained because you can feel that at the end of the episode when number one is like, is this a hit it situation? And he's just like, it can be whatever we want it to be.
Yeah.
But then, like, as he's looking around, seeing his crew, it kind of brings him back up. But
ish.
Yeah.
I mean... They're never going to go into the repercussions of that happening. Of he's going to go into a very deep depression.
Yep.
Because he didn't have kids. Mm. He didn't have these things. He didn't have a... he's not going to have that fulfilling life.
Yeah.
He's going to be just... He knows he's still going to die in that one accident. Or be paralyzed.
Yeah, he doesn't die.
Be like...
And not be able to save... the cadets that he's with.
Mm-hmm. So
some of which he's met back in the first season.
Yeah. I don't know, I assume there's going to be another season. We've at least got to get
there's
two more.
Yeah, so that was three. There's gonna be a fourth and a fifth,
and fifth and one then, is when he's gonna have his accident.
No idea. And then the actually it may be if they continue the series as Star Trek Year One, where Kirk becomes the captain, it'll be after that.
Mm. Wait, what is Pike at that?
Pike? Didn't he, like, just... I have to go back and watch the original series, so I'm going to get not roasted, but I'm going to roast myself. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure, like, at the end of the first episode, he walked off with a entity.
Okay.
And then like, a couple episodes later, he came back and then got in the accident.
Yeah. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what they do next season. Because we still didn't do... Well, I guess they did do the thing with the Gorm, where they put him back in hibernation. Haven't really watched... I don't know if we've caught up on Peacemaker. Well, no, we can't.
Caught up.
Peacemaker's tomorrow. We watched... I didn't like the way they did that. So, at the end of the, second episode, he's about to walk through the door to his house... And then in the third episode, they, like, rewind time, and then they're just now getting to his house. Or they're still driving to Peacemaker's house at the beginning of the episode.
Yep.
Whereas at the end of the episode, they're about to literally just knock on the door.
Yeah. So.
Yeah?
He was in the pilot.
Mm-hmm.
Called The Cage.
The pilot of the original series.
Yeah. Which is what I was thinking of. And then The Menagerie is where it went into his... tragic fate.
Okay.
So, sorry.
So, I mean, but we could still see it from his point of view.
Mm-hmm.
But that would only be... That'd be a few episodes. They would just have to, like, redo the first episode ever. Ish.
Yeah.
So, interesting. I like it. It's good. Peacemaker's been good. I don't know where they ended on last week's episode. I don't remember. How did it end?
I'm not sure either.
I don't
know. Oh, the door. They moved the door.
They moved the door to the cabin.
Cabin. And that's
in the woods.
Pretty much about it.
Yeah, and then the eagle dude saw where Eagly was going.
Yeah.
And was like, oh, that's where they are. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I like the fact that the dude pushed him down, and then it was like, oh, I gotta kill the main eagle. It's like, that's not the takeaway here.
Yeah.
It's like, that's not what you should be taking away from this experience.
Yeah.
That does not mean go kill the god eagle.
God eagle.
Or whatever.
Like, yeah, no.
It's like, no.
No. It's yeah. I mean, but it's very... comic-esque,
mm-hmm.
where it's like, oh, something happened, and it's wildly misinterpreted, and it's a whole thing.
Yeah.
I don't even know if he's a good guy, or is he in jail for killing eagles?
Probably in jail for killing eagles.
Because it's Argus.
Yeah, and also it's the state bird. You can't kill the state bird. Not the state bird, the
national
bird.
Yeah.
The federal bird, I don't know what they call it.
National.
So.
Yeah.
And the thing is, though, the eagle is not a good bird. It's actually... Like, every time you hear the eagle cry, that's a hawk.
Yeah, I know.
Because the eagle sounds like a rat.
Yeah.
And it is a scavenger bird. Like, it literally roots around in trash and all this shit.
It can also go and, like... pull a freaking fish out of the water,
but they will scavenge more.
Seen
so
it.
Yeah, they'll scavenge more than they'll actually hunt.
Yeah, but if we were as big as we were, as a
big
group
as we...
where we have that much trash and that much stuff,
true,
they'd be scavenging rodents and stuff like that.
But, yeah, or roadkill.
Yeah, they
stuff
are
like that.
Oh, roadkill. Like, was it Wednesday that was super rainy?
Ish, for a little bit?
Yeah. So I was on my way home, driving through base, and it was coming down.
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't see a lot. And then, as I was driving, I was like, all of a sudden, there was like, it didn't clear up, but something came into vision, and I was like, oh, that might be a stick or something. And I tried to swerve, it's already too late. And I had to dunk, and I was like, that had a head. It was a turtle.
Oh.
I hit a turtle.
You didn't. I mean, depending on the size of the turtle,
it was not very big.
Oh, okay, then like, you might have actually crushed it. That's it. Yeah, you probably did crush it then.
I was like, I hit a turtle.
How did you think a turtle was a stick?
I'm going like 45, and I had like barely a second to see it because of how thick the rain was.
Oh, okay. Well, hopefully it was like a snapping turtle and not a box turtle.
No idea.
Because snapping turtles are fucking menace.
Is it? No idea.
Yeah. Somebody found a baby snapping turtle on our walking track over here. Mm. And I was like, great. I mean, yeah, go put it in the water. It'll be fine. But great.
But in like 6 months, someone's dog's gonna get nipped.
Well, that just means there's also they're already there.
Yeah.
Because that was if that was a baby. Now I don't know where they said it was on the track. So I mean it crawled a long ways. Yeah. I think I know where they are, but don't get in that water.
Mm. No.
Because they can grow to a huge size too. I don't know what good a snapping turtle is for, but.
Turtle stuff.
Mm-mm. I don't know. Haven't been really playing any games. I've played.
I haven't had time.
Yeah. Not really. There's there's a really cool one out that I'm on the play testers for. It is called The Lift. Game. The Lift on Steam. Now here's the problem, and I don't know what's going to happen. Is there's two The Lifts on Steam. One is a horror game, and the other, let me see if I can get to it, The Lift on Steam, I don't want that one, just type in The Lift, The Lift, space, go. It's you are a handyman renovating a massive research facility abandoned after... Page keeps loading. After a mysterious incident, The Lift is an eerie first-person simulator with satisfying house-flipping gameplay, a mind-bending story, and a highly interactive world inspired by Soviet sci-fi and the SCP Foundation. I don't know what that is. So, it's in playtest right now, and you just... It's kind of like The Cleaners, but with, you know, sci-fi elements,
mm-hmm.
and you're doing, getting, like, this area 100% and this area, and then you're, like, trading in scrap for money, and then you use that money to buy some of the bolts and all that stuff from the vending machines to fix it. It's just a fixer-upper. It's not a... horror film where you're trying to complete the area before the blah blah blahs. It's like they put you in hibernation and then you accidentally got like everybody, it's an abandoned facility. There is one other character, I think he's, I don't know, he might be like a scavenger, like merchant.
Okay.
That you see and I think helps you somehow, some ways. I don't know. I've seen some people play test it. Or the videos. But I'm like, okay, that's actually really cool looking. It's on Steam, but I don't know if it'll ever go to, like, Xbox or anything like that.
Huh.
But it's got the vibe of... shit, what is the name of the game? What the hell is the name of the game? There's three of them. The other one's Infinite. It's... What the first one's underwater. Actually, the first
BioShock.
Two. BioShock, yeah. It's got that kind of like vibe and look to it, just not like magical type stuff. Like, you know, the augmentations and all that.
Yeah.
But it's pretty cool. I'll probably try to install it here, I guess after you leave maybe.
Okay.
But and see if my computer will run it. But it's pretty cool.
Nice.
Other than that, I haven't been really doing much of anything. We haven't been watching much of anything. We watch Wednesday. It's going. I think there's one more episode left. I think. But, I mean, it's decent. We learn, you learn where thing comes from.
Okay.
But that might have been an actual last episode. I'm not sure. But, yeah, you learn where thing comes from. Spoiler.
Thing's the hand, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Which I thought was a good backstory. I didn't even see it coming.
Thing wasn't in the first episode? Huh? Thing wasn't in the first season?
I mean, they pretty much dropped Wednesday off, and then the family and left. That's it. Okay. Yeah. Okay. They might have been little bits here. It's more family-centric this season. Okay. So, yeah. Well, that's about all I got.
Yeah, yeah. I really thought there'd be some cool Halo news, and I was
there was nothing.
I was disappointed that it was just... Don't get me wrong, Halo Reach is a very good game. It's like, it's
yeah,
not Halo Infinite.
It's just a remaster?
It's not Halo Infinite 2. I don't even know if it's remastered. So
they just re-released it for the Xbox?
Yeah.
In the master...
In Chief Collection. Yeah, so Halo... only I think only Halo 1 and Halo 2 are remastered. Halo 3, 4, and 5 are exactly as they were.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Sure.
So...
if it still runs and looks decent, I guess it's okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's Halo, so it doesn't even have to, it doesn't even really have to look decent.
No. No, I need to go back and play those. Those were fun.
Yeah. The campaigns were great. Well, not Halo 4 campaign.
I never played...
Was it 5? I don't know.
I never played the quote-unquote newest one. The one that was open world.
Oh, Halo Infinite?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. It's a good game.
Yeah. Well, because they released the multiplayer for free.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is the game. Oh, this isn't the game. This is just multiplayer.
And then they didn't have co-op campaign turned on, like, available at the beginning.
So weird.
And it was like 2 months, 3 months later that they finally got it able to work.
Yeah, that was so weird.
It's like, that's what Halo is. I mean, sure, it's a lot of multiplayer, but the core of it was four people getting...
Mm-hmm.
In a warthog and three people getting a warthog, leaving somebody behind, and comedy ensues.
Yeah, they get transported straight back.
Yeah, it's a the moments that were made. So, like me trying to jump onto a scarab in Halo 3 and completely missing. But while trying to do that, I was doing doing like the Halo song, and completely missed what I was trying to do. It was a very Caboose type moment, and it made Tony and Josh just roll. So
nice.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
You good?
I'm golden.
Yeah.
As golden as you can be. What?
All right. Yeah. Eber.
Fuzzy thingies there, so I was like,